In this age of hype, Saturn remains one of the true celestial showstoppers. It overwhelms neophyte telescope owners and seasoned observers alike. But as with earthly affairs, timing is everything. Right now, this month, is when Saturn comes nearest to us and looks its biggest and brightest of the year. Two disparate ingredients are required for the Saturn stew to be perfect. First, there are the fabled rings, dazzling assemblies of millions of chunks of ordinary water ice. They're only a few football fields in thickness, analogous to a sheet of paper the size of a city block. And they vanish from sight when seen edgewise. But now the tilt is still near its maximum, so that the rings look comic book amazing. It's all spectacularly obvious through even modest backyard telescopes using at least 30 power. Shinier than the planet itself, the rings nearly triple Saturn's overall brilliance when they present their maximum face toward Earth and Sun, as they're doing now. Encircling Saturn's tilted equator, the rings open up twice during the planet's 30-year orbit. Back in the 80s, we saw the rings' north face. Then since 1995, we'd been viewing the south. Now since 2009 and continuing until 2024, it's the north face again. Ingredient two is Saturn's position in the sky. As it plods along the zodiac, the gas giant spends a gloomy decade buried in low-down southerly constellations where thick horizon air blurs its features. And that's where, unfortunately, it is now, finishing up its lowest down position this year in Sagittarius. Simply look low in the south around midnight. It's the only bright star in that region. Observers needn't rush out. The sluggish world gains and loses its glory in slow motion. The current optimal observing season will last through the autumn. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.